And the Red Sox will take on the Tampa Rays tonight at Fenway. And that means you might catch a glimpse of the Hood blimp over Boston. We've grown accustomed to seeing it up in the sky, big as three school buses, light as a feather, emblazoned with the team's logo on one side, and on the other, Hood, named for the ice cream company. It's one of only a dozen blimps worldwide still flying, and we wanted to know what it was like to ride it.
It's kind of like a boat ride. Blimps and boats are kind of first cousins. It's going to do a little bit of up, a little bit of down, a little left, and a little right. It's going to kind of bob around like a cork.
This is Terry Dillon, the pilot of the Hood blimp. A while back, we met up with him at Beverly Airport to catch a ride. Dillard used to drive a Porsche, but he sold that and bought a hot air balloon. He's been aloft in interesting aircraft ever since. He spent 18 years flying balloons for companies like Disney before he switched to blimps.
So I've been flying airships now for 22 years. Last logbook check is about 14,000 hours.
Oh, that's amazing.
So
what do you love about them?
Doing what I'm doing right now. Sharing my experience and my love for flying with people that go, wow, this is pretty cool. I want to give you that same wow factor.
Blimps are exclusively fair weather airships. They can't fly in winter because snow and ice can build up and cause them to collapse. And unlike airplanes, they're slow, flying at less than 30 miles an hour. So they can't outrun the bad weather.
I have been chased by many a storm out in Arizona, many a dust devil. The Santa Ana winds out in California, so there isn't too much of the USA that I haven't seen. All right, I believe the ship's ready, guys. We're going to have you come on board.
When it's not flying, the nose of the airship is tethered to a tall mast, which allows the wind to push it around like a big windsock. We climb into the small gondola under the huge helium-filled blimp. The ground crew unclips us from the mooring mast, and Terry opens up the throttle. Terry points the blimp upward, and we lumber forward and rise slowly into the air, clearing a stand of trees on the edge of the airport.
And just like that, we have lifted up over Beverly. Behind me, I can see all the way out to Salem and the Atlantic Ocean. And off to my left at about 10 o'clock, the skyscrapers of Boston. Very, very beautiful view.
And a surprisingly smooth, slow ride. We fly up into a perfect clear day with the warm outside air flowing through the open cockpit windows.
Well, if you really look way off on the horizon out there, you'll still start to see some of the hills and mountains out up on the right. We have approximately 30, 40 mile visibility today. So that's great.
Indeed, as we fly south toward the Boston skyline, we can look to the north and see all the way into southwestern New Hampshire to the gentle rise of Mount Monadnock, some 50 miles away.
Today, on a scale of 1 to 10, today's an 11. You can't ask for a better day.
Terry Dillard controls the blimp not with a yoke or a joystick like in an airplane, but with a pair of large wheels on either side of the pilot seat, which points the airship's nose up or down. The helium keeps us aloft, and two 90-horsepower engines push us along. And once we're up, we talk to each other through the headsets.
This seems like a pretty good way to make a living, Terry.
It's got its ups and downs.
No, he didn't really say that.
He really did say that. And he says one time he really did take all four Rolling Stones on a blimp flight. Sometimes he helps police spot suspects fleeing on the ground, which he says helps pass the time on his slow flights over the city and across much of the country.
There's not much of the United States that I haven't seen at 22 miles an hour. Bangor to Key West, Marquette to New Orleans, Calgary to San Diego. And again, I just consider myself very lucky to be able to have this job for 22 years and get up in the morning and still enjoy doing what I'm doing.
Here at Lima Golf, are you able to go west then south of Fenway so you're not coming too close to departure in the 3-3 left for their departing jet?
Okay, we'll head a little bit more on the westerly track.
Thank you.
Flying at just 800 feet or so above the ground makes the blimp a useful platform for aerial photography. Dillard spends a lot of his time aloft with a gyro-stabilized camera, looking down on Fenway Park during Red Sox games.
And my cameraman, Jay Adams, he's pretty good. We'll be over a game, and he'll be looking at that batter and he'll get that home run shot right over the fence. He's tracking that baseball.
We circle slowly over Fenway Park, snap some pictures, and then head north again, back to Beverly, where Dillard prepares for the trickiest part of the flight, bringing it down low and slow enough so that the ground crew can grab the lines and secure it to the mooring mast.
So in the air, it's just me, the helium, us, the radio. We just do our thing. Down here on the ground, you get a gust of wind going sideways. You can either gift wrap that trailer, the mooring mast. Putting the ship on the mast is probably the most critical part of the whole day.
Gift wrapping something on the ground means crashing into it and wrapping a huge punctured blimp around it. That would be bad. But as ever, Terry Dillard steers the airship down just as smoothly as he took off. And soon, we're back on the ground, with the blimp tethered once again to the mast.
Do you ever get tired of this?
I do not get tired of this job. I'll tell you, that's the opportunities that it's given me, the people that I meet all over the country, loving the Boston area up here. I've never, ever. I just get up in the morning, look in the mirror, and go, I'm one lucky guy.
Well, Terry, it's a pleasure.
Yes, sir.
Thank
yes,
you
sir.
Very, very
Glad
much.
Glad you come out.
Terry Dillard is the pilot of the Hood Blimp. You can see pictures of the airship and of our ride, including beautiful views of Boston from high above Fenway Park, at radioboston.org.
Let's fly way up to the clouds, away from the maddening crowds. We can sing in the glow of a star that I know of, where lovers enjoy peace of mind. Let us leave the confusion and all disillusion behind.
Let's go.
Dean Martin sounds pretty good.
He does. That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.